The Ford Fireworks, renowned as one of the best fireworks display in America, set to dazzle once again this year, promising an even more spectacular show. And this event marks the official kickoff to Detroit summer, highlighted by the parade company's highly anticipated rooftop party presented by Ford, held on the center garage roof. This annual fundraiser plays a crucial role in supporting the breathtaking fireworks that we see on the Detroit River every year. The Zambellis do a great job, and they will continue to do so this year. Paul W. Smith broadcasting his special fireworks pre-show tonight on WJR from 7 to 9. You don't want to miss that. And today we're thrilled to have Tony Michaels, president and CEO of the parade company, along with Detroit Police Chief James White, with us to discuss the exciting details of this year's event. Gentlemen, good morning.
Well, good morning. Good morning, Loy. Great day in Detroit.
Yes, it is. And Tony, this is number 66. This is the 66th annual. So what can viewers, both the ones who are going to be watching at home and the ones that will be downtown in person, what can they expect from tonight's show?
Well, truly the biggest show we've ever done. 20% more shells in the 24-minute span. It's really going to be a big, big show, biggest in the country. And Lloyd, I have to tell you that none of this happens without the Ford Motor Company and all that they do in this community. Mary Culler, president of Ford Philanthropy, Bill and Lisa Ford, Jim Farley, the whole Ford company. And then Mayor Duggan and the man on this line, two of the greatest leaders that this country knows, and I'm being very honest. Chief White has literally done such an amazing job, and I am just so proud to be on the call with him right now because he's the best. And how's that for a segue? But I mean every bit of it. I really do. I mean, look at this summer so far and what we've done in this city. It's amazing. It really is.
Well, I was going to say, Chief White, I mean, just next in line for a huge event here and you guys keeping everyone safe.
Yeah, well, thank you for those amazing words, Tony. And we couldn't do what we do without our partners like Tony Michaels and his commitment to the city and his hard work, as well as our amazing officers, you know, the best in the country that show up every day, delivering on our strategy, you know, certainly looking for those small details to make sure that we have success.
Okay, there are a lot of important rules out there, Chief. What are the most important things that we need to know to make sure this is a family-friendly and really safe event?
Well, the most important thing is let's have fun. This is a fun, family-friendly event, which means we don't need our guns. We don't need to bring any weapons down to this event. The viewing areas are gun-free zones. We have a curfew in effect, so don't drop the kids off and leave. Curfew goes into effect, and it's going to be strictly enforced. That will happen at 8 o'clock, and we just want everybody to come down and have a good time. It's going to be a beautiful day, 66th time we've done this event. Each year, Mr. Michaels and Ford and all the other sponsors make sure that this is a beautiful event. This year is going to be better than any before. And, you know, we're going to provide a layer of safety for everybody, lessons learned from all the other large events that we've had. Officers that you will see, a whole lot of officers you're not going to see that are going to be in the crowds, undercover, and giving us information so that we can keep this event a very safe one.
Tony, the rooftop party, a significant fundraiser for the parade company. Tickets all gone, though?
There's actually a table or two left. We added a ton of tables the end of last year, and we have like one or two of those left. They're $3,500. And, you know, you go to theparade.org or call the parade company and we can get tickets to you. But again, this is a rarity, but we added so many extra tables last year. And so we're pretty much sold out. If you think about it, we really are.
And yeah. How is it coming with the fundraising for the new facility, Tony?
We're at $14.5 million right now. We need to raise 45. We are waiting on some big answers in the next week and a half. And a lot of requests out. We're going to get this done. We're going to get it done, and we're going to give Detroit one iconic place for, you know, kids' education, veterans' office, all kinds of things happening, massive, massive summer camps for kids right there on the river, replacing a blighted building but keeping a big portion of it and refurbishing it. So we're excited. We're going to get there. But we have to get through tonight first.
Yeah.
We got to get
Tony, I interviewed you around, I don't know, noon this time last year in the rain. How excited are you with this weather forecast?
I am so excited, and I know Chief White's excited. It's really going to be nice. This is like the very first time, I've done this for 15 years, where I could say it's not going to rain. Like,
oh, really, why would you say that?
Knock on wood somewhere.
I know we try to provide a curse-free zone, but this isn't a jinx-free zone.
No. We're going to be okay. Chief, come on. You got to back me on this one.
Well, I better find some wood to knock on.
This is Michigan.
Right.
All right. Yeah. I'll tell you, this show is going to be really big, everyone. It really is. I talked to the chief and his great team with our team, and we've had safety summits and so on. We are adding a lot, and it's just going to be a crazy, crazy show. It's pretty spastic. Of course, the nutty music that I do, it's going to be in there. And Patrick Barreau, the choreographer, is incredible.
We talked to him this morning. Yeah, we spoke with him this morning.
Guys, he's as good as it gets, you know, at Zambelli. But he takes that music that I hand him, and he makes magic out of it. You know, we have a few discussions, but he creates magic. And that's what you're going to see tonight. You really are. And Chief White said it. This is a night to come down and have fun. It's just like when you go to the parade and you're shoulder to shoulder with fellow Detroiters, people from the region around the state. And everybody is loving the moment. That's what tonight is about.
Well, think of all that we have to celebrate here, coming on the heels of the NFL draft, the reopening of Michigan Central, the momentum in this town. And Tony, you've been, you know, waist deep in it for as long as I have. For 40 years, you and I have been at this. I never thought I would see days like these.
Well, I'll tell you, it was phenomenal. And you think about the draft, and you think about, and I go back to Chief White, because I was there pretty much the whole time, and the police officer smiling and all around and making people feel good. And that's what I think was part of the magic of all of those things that have happened up till now. So now we get to put an exclamation point on this with the Rocket Mortgage Classic this week also.
That's right. Well, Tony Michaels, it's the 66th edition of the Ford Fireworks for tonight. Weather is, I can't even say weather permitting, because it's going to permit it tonight.
This is me knocking on the wood, Tony.
Chief White has to give the clearance. He gives the clearance for tonight.
All right. Tony, thank you so much for being here. Chief, hold on. Tony, thank you so much for being with us, and we'll see you tonight at the fireworks.
Thank you very much.
All right. Chief, as you know, that horrible incident that took place in the city with the Oakland County Sheriff's deputy who was shot and killed after going after some guys who had stolen a car. Just your thoughts on that, and where are we with the investigation?
Yeah, very, very tragic. My heart breaks for our law enforcement partners in Oakland. They have really been going through it. The tragedy, you know, speaks volumes of just such a senseless loss of life and no value for life. You know, folks cowardly reacting to running from the police. But I'm very proud of not only my department, our officers, giving Deputy Reckling a chance to survive by rushing him to the hospital, escorting the EMS vehicle, quick response, the Michigan State Police assisting us in just blocking off that entire area, which enabled the officers to recover evidence. And I can't get too far into the details yet until the warrant is submitted, but I will say this, and I can confirm that we have three people in custody. We do have additional evidence that I am not prepared to go into right now, but significant evidence, and I'll speak more about that once my investigators give me the thumbs up that everything's locked down and submitted to the prosecutor so that she can do her important work. It's important that I don't say anything that can compromise the review and work that she has to do.
Right.
But my heart just breaks for the deputy's family, beautiful family, three children, one on the way. Mm-hmm. Sheriff Bouchard, you know, who is a very good leader, a great leader, and just holding that department together through not just this, but the other tragedies that they've gone through. You know, it's just, it's senseless. It's ridiculous. When more details come out about, you know, the vehicle and how simple this case was and the fact that, you know, this deputy was ambushed, didn't have a chance.
Do we know why, Chief? I mean, I know you got to keep your cards close, but can we understand why they took this from a simple stolen car beef to a murder case of an officer?
Yeah. Yeah. And again, I will give those details once the prosecutor makes her review, but it's senseless. And I will tell you nothing should have led to this. Certainly not property. Crime has no borders, you know, and we work with each other all the time. We pride ourselves on our collaboration. We work with all agencies. We're not going to stop doing that. I mean, we have to work together. We have to have collaboration. We don't stop policing at borders. What's a problem in Detroit is a problem in another community, and what's a problem in another community is a problem in Detroit. And so I'm proud of the fact that Oakland County and Wayne County and the Michigan State Police are working with us and the feds, and I'm going to continue to do that. And I'm going to work with those other communities, which is why we're seeing such a significant reduction in our crime. But the point is, we've got to have stricter laws on these guns in the wrong hands, and common sense rules and regulations on things such as this. That's very, very frustrating. This is a very, very frustrating and heartbreaking case.
Well, Chief, thank you for your leadership and your officers for doing a fine job in this case and in all other cases. We'll look forward to hearing more about those folks that you have in custody and what they will face because of this. Chief James White, appreciate you, and we'll see you down at the fireworks as well.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
Okay,
see you guys later.